This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Joe, a lot of stuff going on here this morning.
Yeah, we're all set, man. Hey, you get to this point, championship series in the Eastern and Western Conference, all set up for the NHL and the NBA, and kind of exciting, especially this thing going on in the NBA before we get to the Panthers and what they did last night to Toronto. Just absolutely chewed them up. It's always interesting. Can you imagine, first of all, how about talk radio up in that Toronto area with their love and passion for that sport, and the losing not once, but twice. Their last two games up there, they've gotten their ass kicked 6-1, 6-1. Just destroyed. Bluebirds were out before you got to the third period. It was over. They knew it. Everybody knew it. I don't know why everybody, like, would anybody get offended. Well, why didn't you give them a chance to come back? Because they knew they weren't coming back. It was only going to get worse. They looked like a deer in headlights last night. That Toronto team looked. We're going to have Ed Jovanovski on in about an hour. I can't wait. I'm curious, like, how do so many good players that have put up unbelievable numbers in the regular season? And listen, you're going, oh, Joe, you were talking about the Paul Maurice system. I get it, but, like, you know, your best players have to play their best if you're going to win. And their guys overall, that core five guys that everybody talks about, oof, there won't be a whole lot of them real happy. Maybe Domi was their best player. What do you have to Domi's the only one that could score. Oh, gosh. Anyway, seven consecutive seven-game losses in the playoffs for that Toronto team. Man, they are asking today to blow it up. And by the way, I'm not starting with the players. They want a new GM. They want a new head coach. And they want some of those guys. You can't get rid of all those guys. It'd be dumb. But I get it. Day after, how many people? I paid up $5,000 of that seat to download, to wait. Think we're going to move on to the conference championship, and this happens. We're supposed to be playing Carolina today. Anyway, yeah, that was a crazy one. So Jovo will join us a little bit later on. We'll talk to him. But maybe the great story of all of them is what's going on in the NBA, man. We got Timberwolves, Oklahoma City, and Pacers. They've never won a championship. Oklahoma City's won a championship, but not as OKC. And so, great story there. Knicks haven't won since 73. So, one of these teams, I know nobody's going to be more excited than the Big Apple if the Knicks do it again. Like Frazier, Willis Reed, Earl the Pearl Monroe, Bill Bradley, Dave DeBuscher, Phil Jackson was on that team. Remember that, Woody, that wild hair? Old lefty? Of course, went on to become one of the great NBA coaches. But, yeah, you got a bunch of teams that have never won and a team that hadn't won in 52 or 3 years. So we're going to have somebody new in there for the most part. And a lot of star power. By the way, I don't happen to be a Tyrese Halliburton hater for everybody. I know the poll came out from the players that voted on it. What'd they say? The most overrated player in the NBA. He didn't look overrated. The shots he just hit, big shots he just hit at the end of these games to come back and win that series. He didn't look like it at all to me. And I get Jalen Brunson and the Knicks players. That's a likable team, the way they play. That's a likable team. Jalen Brunson's an easy guy, the way he plays, to root for. He is. He really is. Somewhere between the Knicks fans and the media. I think I got a bigger problem with all the guys, the media guys that have come out on all those shows I watch on ESPN. They might as well just have the Knicks, have those guys do the pre- and post-game show for the Knicks. So anyway, they'll be hitting that hard for sure, and I get it. But yeah, that's a crazy one. Of course, Edmonton at Dallas and the Panthers at Carolina, which by the way starts tomorrow night. So we do have a lot of good stuff going on. A lot of good stuff. Scottie Scheffler, man, I gotta tell you, I say this all the time, and I don't play golf anymore. Because I was a choking dog, spent thousands of dollars on lessons to have the same crappy swing come back and haunt me. I had the yips of golf, I guess, where a guy breaks it, guy's working with you, look at your – I even had the camera out in front, the video, where you could watch it. Hey, look at your swing. Look how much – oh, yeah, it looks good. Now take it out on the course and play 18 and remember all these things. By the third or fourth hole – I had every crappy bad habit was back. Hit myself in the head going up. My swing looked like junk. Hitting grounders. Hitting left to right. Right to left. So when I see these guys, and I know they hit a zillion golf balls every day and they play on the hardest courses. And these championships, these guys are, hey, look, they have a list of, you know, best players to never win championships. And they're talking about before that round yesterday, Scottie Scheffler had a 3-stroke lead, had, you know, was 5-under in his last 5 holes on Saturday. He was playing great. Number one player in the world. And they're going, you know, talking about all the wins he had. I think he had 14 wins the last 2.5 years or something like that. He's on a pace like Tiger. And then everybody goes, but wait a second. If you don't win the championships, doesn't matter. And he only had a couple. Only had 2 before yesterday. He's got 3 now. So you feel the pressure, and you got a 3-stroke lead, and Rahm comes all the way back. I believe they're tied at 9-under at one point. I'm going, holy smokes, about halfway through. You're going, wow. John Rahm, who has been one of the best golfers, we don't hear much about him because he's on the LIV Tour. He took the big fat paycheck, one-timer. But he catches up. His last 3 holes, he goes bogey, double bogey, double bogey. He hits it in the water twice. And he goes from even or 1 down to way out of the tournament, just like that. So Scottie Scheffler hangs it, hits great shots coming in under pressure, and played great, man. But I tell you, the back 9 on a Sunday in a championship, I don't care which one. You can have your favorite. Doesn't matter of the 4, whether it's PGA Championship, which is set up. You can see it's a tough course, long, And tough, just brutal. Water on one side, sand on the other. Felt like just about every hole. Water floating everywhere. But whether it's a British Open, one of the courses they play on, or whether it's Augusta, there's a lot of pressure, man, on Sunday. I, and there's nobody to blame. One thing about, I always say about tennis and golf, one thing I love about it, those guys got nobody to blame. When they come off the course, they can't blame their caddy if they do, or blame their coach. And they do change caddies now. They go through a period there where they're not playing well or they don't get along. They'll dump a caddy. But I got to tell you, if I'm coming back, I used to say I wanted to be Tiger's caddy when he was winning every week. Right now, I'd like to be Scottie Scheffler's caddy, the amount of money he's making. If he got 10% of that check yesterday, Woody, I believe he made about $350,000 as a caddy getting 10%. Not bad. Carrying that bag around, helping him out with distance. Not a bad way to go getting those kind of checks every week. Crazy, crazy money in that thing. So, anyway, just great respect for those guys. Whether you like golf or not, if you've ever played and played for money and big holes and how do you play. I'm a choking dog. I was a choking dog. Every time I played, I was a choking dog. Get over it like, oh, my God. Just every part of it's different from trying to drive it down the middle. Short game, lifting your head, hitting out of sand, going into the other side, into another sand trap or into the water. Just too frustrating, man. For you people to play that game and are really good at it, I got some buddies that are good. Danny's good. Nat's good. I know Bo's struggling. Jimmy gave it up. Bo would like to give it up. It sucks, man. It's the only game I've ever given up. Woody, I don't know how you are about it. I know you got kids. You don't have a lot of time to play. I do. And Bo almost had me talked into it. And I was like, Bo, I remember I had to take a second. I do have time to play, but I was so frustrated playing the game because I realized I had to practice. The
last time we played, I didn't even make it through all 18. We played in Vegas, and it was like 150 degrees in the middle of summer.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you ran out of golf balls from hitting them in
no,
the water.
No, and I ran out of patience.
Oh, no.
But we finished the 15th hole, and I just said that's enough.
You know, one of my last bad experiences was, I always tell O.J. McDuffie this since I'm name-dropping this morning. O.J. and I played, they had this tournament for the media before or right after the tournament out at Doral in the old days.
Played that course?
Cadillac Championship. So,
that course is notoriously difficult, though, isn't it?
Half the shots I hit were in the rough. I couldn't find the ball. They would just say, drop it, so you don't slow people down.
I think that's a bad course if you're not.
It might as well have been in the water. That rough was so rough back there. I forgot. I had, for those guys shooting for Tiger and Phil Mickelson, all the rest of those guys dominating that course, God bless you. When they get that thing ready, it really was the blue monster.
It's a good drinking sport. Like if you're going to go out, have some beers and, not
you're
take
right.
it too seriously.
You're right. I went out with my brother-in-law.
If you try too hard, you take it seriously. It's kind of
But I
got to
tell you, we have this thing, not that anybody cares, but my two brother-in-laws on Thanksgiving, the day after Thanksgiving, we're together on Thanksgiving.
Was this the Joe Rose Pro-Am or something?
No. It's more Jamie and John, my two brother-in-laws. And so we go play. And they're both good golfers. They can both hit it and make pars and birdies and really good. Good swings and the whole deal. For never playing, they're really good. I mean, they don't play much either. Both work a lot. Great brother-in-laws. I go out there, I'm hitting grounders. And we were drinking. And I didn't even have fun. I thought drinking would help the grounders I was hitting.
It usually does, though.
Oh, pick the ball up. Don't worry about it. Picking the ball up's just so embarrassing. Like when they say, hey, Joe, we're already up here, just go ahead and pick it up and go to the next hole.
Well, there aren't many worse feelings in the world than when you're slow and you're looking for the ball everywhere and you got those guys that are standing in the tee box, like waiting for this a-hole to
Yeah. Yeah.
Like that's a tough feeling. I also when you tee off and there's a big kind of like a traffic jam up there at the first tee. And all these people are watching you hit your first shot of the day.
Well, it's not
very uncomfortable for me.
And it's the ranger coming out going, hey, You got to pick it up, man. I see you, Joe. You're sitting here picking up your golf ball, looking for Joe. You got to go. Come on, you're holding the whole group up. That's a little embarrassing. I know. I hit another grounder in the rough. I can't find it. Hey, we got to go to break, man. Got a lot of stuff to get to here, man. This morning, Omar Kelly's going to join us coming up. We'll talk to Omar. Lot to get to here this morning with the Dolphins and the new culture, man. The new culture. We'll talk to Omar about that and what's going on at the cornerback position and Jalen Ramsey. I'm really curious, man. This June 1st date's coming up, Woody. Now I see Adam Schefter saying more teams are interested. Can't wait to see what's going to happen.
Of course teams are interested. He's going to be cheap.
What do you mean he's going to be cheap?
For what you have to give up.
It's guaranteed money.
I know you got to pay him, but I mean, it's going to be cheap for...
Oh, yeah. They don't have to give up.
What are we talking, fifth?
I don't think so.
You know anything fifth?
It might be six. You hope there's teams in a red. I don't know. Maybe it's a fifth. Hey, I do want to tell you about Chapman Partnership here for just a second. Love talking about them. Have now for a long, long time the work they're doing for the homeless down in Dade County. Chapman Partnership is unbelievable. It's so much more. And I know you hear homeless sometimes. You think the guy coming out or woman coming out to at every stop sign and every light, and you're going, oh, my God, you're rolling your eyes, not again and stuff. No, I'm talking about providing housing and a warm meal, so much more. Yes, that. But it's about changing lives daily in our community. They have so many programs. They come into Chapman Partnership, and it's about rehabilitation. It really is. They've got caring support, wraparound services for everything, mental health, checkups, help you find a job, and really get your confidence back to get back out, find an apartment, get a job. They're celebrating their 30th anniversary this year, 30 years of hope for over three decades. Chapman has assisted over 145,000 individuals and families to overcome self-sufficiency. Join me in 2025 to celebrate and support their mission as they're taking more and more people, about half the people and their families. So join me at WQM to show support to one of my favorite charities, really making a difference in our community. Any level of support that you can give is impactful. I mean, whether it's $5, whether it's $100, you want to give to something that you know is making a difference. Every dollar you give will help the programs they have for all the different services to help the homeless get back out on their own. We got some great comeback stories. Let's help support families and individuals overcoming homelessness at Chapman here in 2025. Go online to chapmanpartnership.org. Thank you so much.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com.
All right, Woody, thank you so much. Omar Kelly, Miami Herald Dolphins columnist, joining us right now. And Omar, as I say good morning to you, man, I got on this. I've been listening to all the comments from all the players, and camp sounds great. Everybody's out there. They're talking about how much better it is than last year, and it's really helped, and getting to know new teammates and stuff. I think it's great. I really do. The question is, they're going to how much better it is than it was last year and all the things that needed to change, and I'm going, wow. So, Teron, Calais, and Raheem were damn good leaders. I don't think you and I would disagree on that, right? You would agree
that
with me?
Correct.
On
that? So, absolutely.
I'm just looking at the thing. You do the subtraction and you do the addition of players that they have. This just screams, just Jalen Ramsey just didn't fit in with these guys. Whatever was said or done, it just, you have a young secondary. It's going to be a really inexperienced secondary overall. We know that. That's just a fact with guys getting a chance to basically be starters for the first time or limited time as starters are now going to get more time and have to be frontline guys. That you would just give up on a guy like Jalen Ramsey, you would agree that there had to be a lot to this.
One, I will say this. I don't think that everybody participated in the offseason program last year. Teron never participated in the offseason program. Teron would occasionally be there, but Teron would do his own thing, and you expect him to come back regularly, ready, and train. Last year, Kendall Fuller didn't participate. Jalen Ramsey does not participate. He does his own program. And I don't think there's any harm, especially in an off-season program. And this is where I don't necessarily agree. I don't think that that's the reason that you fell short of achieving and succeeding the way that you want. I don't think this whole kumbaya, everybody's there, everybody's working together. Because last year, the same thing was said from the safety, Jordan Poyer.
Yeah.
Same thing was said from an offensive lineman. I can't remember which one. But, oh, yeah, we're getting together. We're staying cause we're staying out later. We're hanging. Jordan Poyer was the one who hosted barbecues. We saw Tua had a party for everybody at the beginning of the camp. I really don't think that it's, oh, we're all working together. We're all participating in the offseason. That's going to fix our problems. Realistically, your problems last year were the fact that you didn't have a quarterback or you didn't have your starting quarterback. You didn't have a quality backup. You didn't have a good offensive line. You didn't have a run game. Fix some of those issues, and then maybe you'll have a chance. I'm not going to sit here and say it's because, oh, we didn't participate in the OTA program together.
So I would just say back at you. And by the way, good points. All good points, Omar. But I got to tell you, when you throw in that guys don't show up because OTA's not, I get it. It's not mandatory. It's voluntary.
Yep.
Absolutely got to remind everybody of that. But when you start to look on top of all that stuff, and then you kind of bring in that attitude of I'm going to be late, And then certain guys see certain guys get away with being late. So other guys go, well, what the hell? If I'm late one day or if I come in, and then you're losing games on top of it, and then everything becomes a bigger issue. It's fine. You're right. When you're 11-6, it's a little different than when you're 8-9, no matter who's playing. Everybody's looking for everything that you can clean up. I just think that's part of it, but maybe you don't.
That is part of it. I'm not going to say that, you know, people showing up and being bad examples late and whatever. But I will argue this, and I will say this. It was pointed out to me that Jalen Ramsey, who was late a lot, also was the only defensive player who participated in every single practice last year. Whether he showed up late to film study or whatever, whatnot. And this is the one part of it I don't like. Jalen Ramsey wasn't the reason you lost 9 games last year. Not even close to the reason.
Yeah, he was not the biggest problem. Absolutely right.
I don't even think he was on the list of problems. Arguably, if Jalen Ramsey wanted to be on this team, he'd still be the number one, if not number two, player on this team at any level. Now, does he want to be on the team? No. Do you want him here during the offseason program? Yes. Did that change his? Did he want to be there? No. I don't think it's the reason why the relationship is soured, because he didn't want to be on be part of the offseason program. And I'm proud of them if they took a stand and said, "Hey, you don't want to be part of the offseason program? We gotta let you go." Okay, cool. That's great. But I've said this and I stand on it. This organization is terrified of Jalen Ramsey. And, you know, now all of a sudden they want to get tough on him. You know, like I don't buy that either. I don't think that's the reason why this divorce is happening. I just think it's, you know, if one of your biggest leaders doesn't buy in, you know, you kind of have a problem. And I think the biggest issue that Mike has to worry about, in my opinion, is the team turning on him. And I've seen that happen time and after time after time. And the last thing you need to do is have a guy that doesn't believe in you around, especially when, you know, pretty much half the team follows him.
Yeah, but so you give a guy a guaranteed contract for 2 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
And like, look, man, we want it, you know. You're kind of hoping – part of being a leader is being there for the rest of those guys in the off season, or you don't agree with that. It's just how you play, is what you're saying. Or when I'm there, then I'll be the leader on the field.
Okay.
Hold on.
Okay. When was Teron there? Was Teron ever there? Did Teron ever really practice?
He's
still a leader.
Yeah, he was. No, he's one. I honestly never considered Jalen Ramsey a leader. When we talk about leaders.
I didn't either.
Yeah.
I didn't either.
So
Jalen Ramsey's mercenary. That's part of the problem.
Yeah, that's a great one. But they knew, and Woody, I feel Woody already saying, well, you knew what you were getting, so why is it an issue now?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
So, I get that.
It's the same thing with Tyreek.
You knew what you were getting. No, Woody said that today, too.
Yeah.
Don't be surprised now that they're, you know, like, hey, Jimmy Butler, you knew Jimmy might not be the, you know. You thought you could get away with it in that culture. And he goes, oh, hell no. Screw culture. I need my damn money, and don't talk to me like that. Exactly.
Yeah.
So, it's interesting, this whole thing, because, listen, we all agree on one thing. A happy Jalen Ramsey would be somebody we need. He's our best guy in the secondary, the overall secondary, which is going to be – how concerned are you with this secondary right now? I think they still have a chance to get Douglas, don't you? Or no?
No. According to Barry Jackson, my colleague with the Miami Herald, the offer's too low. And that's the thing. You know, Chris Greer, and this is what puzzles me and baffles
me.
The whole draft, Chris Greer's like, oh, yeah, we're not really worried about cornerbacks. We got a plan. There's tons of guys still out there. We'll be aggressive. You know, we'll be aggressive and get guys after the draft. Tons of talent. And I'm thinking the whole time, oh, they know who they want. They probably already got a deal hammered out. You're just waiting until compensatory picks, formula equation is out of the picture, or maybe we're waiting until we got cap space. There's absolutely nothing stopping the Dolphins from signing anybody right now. They just haven't signed anybody.
Yeah.
And maybe it's because, and I do know how they operate, they want to see people on the field practice and see what it looks like. But that's cool, and I completely understand that. What's supposed Cam Smith looks like, he's just a grown up now. You know, hey, then half of your problems is solved. But
that's a big but.
You said you had a plan. You said, oh, you've got tons of guys out there and interested. And we haven't done anything since the draft.
Yeah.
So either you were lying or somebody's involved, you're targeting somebody in some trade, or you're waiting
right.
for somebody to get cut, or you're waiting for somebody to accept whatever offer you have on the table. And in fairness to the Dolphins, I believe they signed Odell Beckham. Not a great name to mention, but Odell Beckham eventually agreed to the terms that they put on the table, and you know, eventually caved. And that was after the draft. So maybe their hope is that somebody else will cave. But
they don't play like Odell Beckham.
yeah.
Boy, that's woo.
Nah, he was done. He
yes.
was done. We'd watch him practice with the media. We'd watch him practice, and we'd be like, "Yeah, he can't help this team."
We helped the 401k program out a little bit. We've been good from time to time on that for guys to get that last $3.5 million, whatever it was
for
the thing. Hey, so while we're at it, so we're just kind of waiting here on to see, because Chris did say that. I talk about it once a week.
Yeah.
Like Chris said, there's somebody out there. Don't worry. There's plenty of guys still out there. And I don't know. I keep looking at that list. You know,
yeah.
the Asante Samuel one.
Shoulder.
It's neck.
Shoulder.
They're saying it's
neck
surgery.
Yeah.
And they said he's going to be cleared in July. Boy, that scares the hell out of me, even though I know
yep.
he's a young guy. If that's
mm-hmm.
a guy they're waiting on, neck surgery.
And doesn't exactly fit this scheme either. From you know, they want to play zone. Asante's a press cornerback, even though his father's probably one of the greatest zone cornerbacks ever in the history of the game.
That was a hell of a player. Yeah.
Yeah. That was a hell of a player, arguably a Hall of Fame player. I don't know why they're hating on him the way you have 50 something interceptions. You kind of deserve to be in the Hall of Fame, just my opinion.
Does he have 50? Come on.
Yeah. He's got a ridiculous amount of.
He can't have 50. If he's 50, we'll put you in. If they had 50, come on.
I'm telling you, it's up there. I think it's either 50 or 40. It's a ridiculous number.
That's a lot too.
Yeah.
Damn.
No. Have him look it up. I'm not right by my computer. But I don't disagree with you. Maybe Stephon Gilmore. I don't know who it is. But that's the one thing that really disturbed me about what they've done after the draft, is they were like, oh, we got a plan. We got, you know, they said this on like day one of the draft. They were basically flat out like, yeah, we're not really going to take a cornerback early. So, you know, we believe that Mike's had success in 49ers and taking cornerbacks late. You know, we've had success with taking cornerbacks late. We're good at cornerback. Now, I say this and I stand on this and I believe this. Right now, Xavien Howard's better than any cornerback still out there on the market. He's not playing in the NFL. He didn't play in the NFL last year because he wasn't fully healed and teams wanted him to sign a waiver. And he really just said, you know what? I would rather stay here and spend time with my family. And I know Xavien. And Xavien fell in love with being a father. And
well, that's good. Made a ton of money. That's good.
Yeah, but I think he still wants to play.
But so here's the thing. Omar, you and X are close. I like X a lot too. You guys are close. And this
mm-hmm.
You and I talk about this from time to time. That the guys you like a lot, you want to come back. I don't know if they're going to let him ever come back.
Hold on. Okay. Yeah, no. Listen.
Go ahead. Give me
Chris Greer. Chris Greer never closed the door. No matter what X said, Chris Greer would never close the door. And I respected that. And I believe that the door is not closed. Now, I also believe that he's more talented than anybody you can sign, and he's more talented than anybody on your roster. Because if you get head-to-head, your choices right now are my Cam Smith.
You know that, Storm Duck. You know the list of characters.
Yeah, Cam Smith and Storm Duck. Do you believe Xavier, a year out of football, is as talented, if not more talented, than Cam Smith and Storm Duck?
The only thing I'm worried about with X-Man is, can he stay healthy?
Well, he's over 30, so you're rolling the dice. Anybody out there right now has got the same issue.
I know, that's got to be reality, man. We are a banged-up team at the end of the year.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, you're out of football.
I wish we weren't in this situation, even having this conversation.
No,
but I wonder.
The position you put yourself in.
Yeah, I wonder if they're having meetings and they call in their defensive coordinator and say, "Hey, listen, we're going to have to go with a lot of these young guys that got their feet wet last year or maybe the year before, and we need to start treating them more like starters." I don't know.
Okay. That's cool, but it's going to be the same situation that we had, like, the offensive line last year. We sat here and we like, yo, this is it? This is it. This is, you're not doing anything. This is it. Are you serious? Like, reconsider. Are you sure this is what you're going to roll with? And they were like, absolutely. So if we do that again this year with that cornerback unit, and then they struggle, and they're the reason that the defense is bad, and everybody gets fired because you chose to be stubborn about this cornerback unit, don't be surprised if they're the reason you're fired.
Is that the only thing you're concerned about mostly right now is the secondary?
Ooh, that's a good question. Mostly the – no, I'm still concerned about the offensive line. And I know you're going to say, man, are you ever satisfied? But here's my point.
I didn't say that.
No, you're going to say that. Everybody's going to say that.
I agree. We need more depth. I agree.
Listen, Liam Eikenberg's one injury away from being a starter.
Yep. He is. See,
I mean, tell me the year you've gone no injuries on your offensive line. Tell me what year that was.
No. We have been banged up on the O-line. Our starting five have missed as many games as anybody in the league. Yes, except the Jets.
Yeah, it's never happened. I've been here 17 years. It's never happened. You've never had a healthy offensive line, ever. Yeah. So we can sit here and be celebrating that Liam Eikenberg is no longer a starter. Well, Liam Eikenberg is one snap away from being a starter.
Yeah.
And then what? I would be way more comfortable if an Isaiah Wynn was signed. Yeah, exactly. It could happen. So, or you know, there are other veterans that are out there that can help you. So, and that's the thing. Don't tell me you're not done and then do nothing. So if you're going to sit here and say, oh, man, on day one of the draft, listen, we're not going to draft a cornerback. We don't think we need it. We can wait because there's a ton of free agents out there, and we plan on addressing it after the draft.
Right. Well, and they'll grab somebody, and they're going to go, this is the guy we told you. That's our guy right there.
No.
Hey, Omar, I'm running super late here, man. I'm sorry. You know how these breaks work. I'm never on time. You work with me. Hey, thank you, man, for coming on a little bit this morning. I appreciate it.
All right, and I'll see you on Friday, Joe.
All right. Omar Kelly, Miami Herald Dolphins columnist, joining us this morning. Right now, I want to tell you about her. We can go on and on with this thing. I knew it. He went right to X-Man. He went to X-Man. That was coming. I do want to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers this morning. Man, if you didn't get a chance over the weekend to stop by and see the new Tahoes and the new Suburbans, man, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. They're out there. They're ordering more. They are hot. They are roomy. They got everything you and your big family need to be comfortable. With that summer vacation coming up right around the corner, staying out of planes, you don't need a plane when you got a Silverado truck or you have one of those big, beautiful Tahoes or Suburbans. Hey, speaking of the Silverado truck, I call it the cleanup hitter. Yeah, it's our number one seller. Cannot lie to you because we got a Silverado truck absolutely perfect for your lifestyle. If you're a truck person, listen to this. If you do some strong lifting, Well, listen to this. Silverado Truck's got a choice of four strong options for you, each one delivering commanding power with roll-formed high-strength steel, impressive cargo volume, 12 standard tie-downs, and the hardest-working bed in the business. Will help you conquer the toughest jobs. Hey, can I take a second to talk to – I got a crush on it now, the 2025 Traverse. It's a midsize SUV. Unbelievable look, the new one. Spacious, comfortable, got plenty of room for everybody with a 2.5-liter turbocharged engine. Man, it is sweet. Stop by your South Florida Chevy dealers, 14 dealerships throughout South Florida. Take a test drive, man. Absolutely fall in love today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody. I've really effed up this time. What do you got
for
us?
You did. I was going to get to this whole Brock Purdy, you know, new contract, Joe.
He got Purdy, didn't he?
181 guaranteed.
Woo!
It's $265 million that thing could get up to there.
No trade?
Boy.
That's a no trade contract. No, no, no. I'm not leaving here.
That's a big one. That's a big one. We'll move to soccer here, Joe. I thought this was kind of interesting. Our team here, our Fighting Messies, are struggling very much here. They have lost five of their last seven. They lost 3-0 last night to Orlando.
Wow.
And continue to struggle, man. We have to start following us a little closer here, Joe.
Did Messi play last night?
I don't know.
You're not sure. The fighting Messis. Maybe it's the fighting without Messis.
I think he played. Didn't he play?
I don't know.
I saw some pictures on social media. Looked like he played. I can't watch the game. Sit behind a paywall on Apple.
Okay. All right.
I'm not paying for soccer.
All right. What else?
All right. Antonio Brown. This story's dicey here, man. This is, so they got a call. Miami police tell TMZ they received a call around 3 a.m. In the area of Northeast 2nd Avenue and 67th Street. It looked like there was a fight between Antonio Brown. He said he was getting robbed or something. And this was, by the way, out of, I think this guy, Aiden Rusting, is like a YouTuber or something. He had a kickboxing event.
Yeah.
It looks like there was a fight, maybe like a robbery type thing. There was a gun involved. This is just a very weird story here. Wait till we get a little clarity.
So somebody was there, just happened to have a gun. Okay.
It's just weird, man. 3 in the morning, guy finds himself in these situations.
I know.
It's like.
I know. I just, you know what? He needs help.
Yes.
Everybody knows that. Everybody in the whole community knows that. And he doesn't think he does. So there's not much you can do.
All right. Since we have to speed through this here, Joe, we'll get to our last one here. Michael Jordan continues to see his memorabilia sell for just insane prices here. We had a game-used uniform worn during the Bulls' third championship season, their first three-peat. 92-93 was matched to 17 games. I don't know how many games guys wear jerseys for now. I'm guessing they probably don't wear the same jersey more than couple times, right?
Yeah, not much.
Would be my guess. But Jordan wore this one 17 times. It sold for $2.6 million.
Damn, MJ stuff.
Mm.
Gosh.
Be a cool thing to hang on the wall.
MJ stuff, man. Just incredible. Now in his 60s, man, he is just smoking hot. Never stops. Anyway, Woody, thank you.
You screwed me on time there.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
Absolutely terrible.
Jovo, Ed Jovanovski, going to join us. We're going to talk some Panthers, man. That was an absolute ass-whooping last night. 6-1 again. 6-1, and boy, Toronto is about ready to blow that thing up. We'll talk to Jovo about that coming up in just a moment. But first, hey, man, let's talk some real-life stuff here. Anxiety, depression. Maybe the drinking's gotten out of hand. Doesn't mean you're weak, man. It doesn't. It just means you're human. For us that have had friends go through it or we've gone through it ourselves, Recovery Unplugged in Fort Lauderdale. Boy, those folks, they get it, and they can help you. 19,000 people in 13 years with treatment for mental health and substance abuse led by expert doctors and therapists who will build a plan around you. Inpatient, outpatient, virtual care. Most insurance accepted. If you're going through it or somebody you love is going through it, you need a reset. Recovery Unplugged is your spot. Call 954-737-4508 or visit recoveryunplugged.com. That's recoveryunplugged.com. Recovery Unplugged, really, I'm telling you, make a big difference. No judgment, just great results. Most insurances are accepted. So again, 954-737-4508, or you can always visit recoveryunplugged.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hosting season's here. Are your windows guest ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install.
Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate, whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family. Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.